Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We don't let go of our children. We let go of the responsibility for their lives. We don't step out of their lives. We step out of their way so they can become the adults that they now are. Bit by bit, piece by piece, we relinquish the reins. We let go of the control of their lives. We turn that responsibility that we had tremendously when they were born as infants, and we've let go over the years. We make that final step in turning that responsibility for their lives over to them in order for them to mature into the adults that they've become. And this is where our adult children, they will know it, they will feel it if we haven't done that. And if we are disrespecting their independence, if we're disrespecting their adulthood, they will bristle. And this is where I've talked with countless parents of adult children over the years that please know that the moment you have a tone of disrespect, you're totally wasting your breath because they're not going to hear a word that you say because they have already heard the tone with which you say it. Remember that great quotation from Ephesians from St. Paul where he said, "Speak the truth in love." And of course, it was actually the way he wrote it was speaking the truth in love, and then it was the preface to a longer sentence. But to highlight that phrase, speak the truth in love, in this case, it's speak the truth with respect. It's respecting the fact that the responsibility for their lives is now theirs. We are honoring their adulthood. So the first woman who said, just tell them, let it go, and then the second one said that we never let go, of course. Is also right, that letting go doesn't imply less of a relationship. We don't let go of them. We let go of the responsibility. It's not less of a relationship. It's a change in the relationship, that we disconnect from all the ways we were responsible in order to reconnect with healthy respect for their adulthood, who they now are. I guess the clearest way I could say it is that we don't cease being parents. We redefine parenthood based on our new peership. We're always devoted to them. And if there were one takeaway, Neil, I would hope that your listeners would remember it this way. We have simply retired from active duty status, but we're still in the reserves. And we are ready anytime they want to call us up.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.